श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 28 थ्रू 30। अर्जुन उवाच दृष्ट्वे मम स्वजनम कृष्ण युयुत्सुम समुपस्थितम् सीदन्ति मम गात्राणि मुखं च परिशुष्यति बेपथुश्च शरीरे मे रोमहर्षश्च जायते गाण्डीवं स्रंसते हस्ता त्वक्चैव परिदयते न च शक्नोम्यवस्थातुं भ्रमति वच मे मन। अर्जुन सेड, ओ कृष्णा, एट द साइट ऑफ दीज किंग्समैन दस अरेड हियर ईगर टू वेज वॉर, माय लिम्स गिव अवे, माय माउथ इज पार्श्ड, माय बॉडी शिवर्स एंड हेयर स्टैंड ऑन एंड. The bow Gandiva slips from my hand. My skin burns all over. My mind is reeling as it were, and I am not able to even stand. Trishtvemam swajanam Krishna yuyutsam samupasthitam. Arjuna loved the name Krishna very much. So he has been addressed by this name in the Gita 9 times more than any other name. Lord Krishna similarly loved Arjun's name Partha, the son of Pritha, Kunti. Therefore, while talking together, both of them addressed each other by these names, and this fact was well known to other people also. Therefore, Sanjaya, at the end of the Gita, in chapter 18, verse 78, mentions Krishna and Partha. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara. Wherever is Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, and wherever is Partha, Arjuna, the yielder of the bow. Dhritarashtra, in the first verse of this chapter, uses the phrase Samaveta Yuyutsava. Gathered together, desirous to fight. And Arjun here has said, Yuyutsam Samupasthitam, arrayed eager to fight. But there is a vast difference in the views of the two. Dhritarashtra is partial to his sons. So he uses the word Mamakaha, mine, and Pandavaha, Pandus. But Arjun is impartial. So he uses the term Swajanam, kinsmen, which includes persons of both sides. It means that Dhritarashtra is worried about the death of his sons in the warfare, while Arjun is worried about the death of warriors in both armies, because he thinks that both the warring groups are his own kith and kin. Till now, the word drishtva, having seen, has been used 3 times. Drishtva tu Pandavanikam, having seen the army of the Pandavas, in Gita chapter 1 verse 2. Vyavasthitan drishtvam Dhritarashtran, having seen Dhritarashtra's party arrayed, in chapter 1 verse 20. And here, Trishtvemam Swajanam, having seen these kingsmen. It means that there is no change in the attitude of Duryodhan as far as war is concerned. But there is a lot of change in Arjun's attitude. First, after seeing the sons of Dhritarashtra, Arjun, like a hero, gets ready for war. But after seeing his relatives present there, he is overwhelmed with extreme compassion. His bow slips from his hand, and he is not inclined to fight. Sidanti mama gatrani, bhramativa c Chame Manaha. Thinking of the consequences of the war, Arjuna is worried and sad. So his limbs are giving way, his mouth is getting parched, his body shakes, and his hair is standing on an end. The same Gandiva bow, the sound of whose strings terrified enemies, is dropping from his hand, and his skin is burning all over. Worry has been compared with fire. There is a little difference between the two. Worry burns a living man, while fire burns a dead man. His mind is reeling. He is in a dilemma, and he is unable to stand at the forefront. He feels as if he will fall unconscious and thinks it is a sign of wage war. And thinks it is a sin to wage war. End of chapter 1, verse 28 through 30. For more audio, please visit swamiramsukhdasji.net.